KD Country 94 weather.
With your job, the kids' activities, and everything else on that to-do list, your mental health always takes a backseat to what has to be done. Take on those everyday tasks without feeling overwhelmed. Make yourself a priority. Take that me time. Here at Becker Autos and Trailers, we have the key to that work-play balance. Isn't that worth a couple $100 a month? Don't get stuck in a rut. Take a trip with your happy place. Make the investment in yourself. Check out our Keystone Campers at Becker Autos and Trailers, Camper Supercenter in Beloit, online at beckerautos.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 87, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows level off around 68. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 89. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 80.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow now with 0% retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% financing on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Jewel Implement today and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. That's Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas, or online at www.jewelimplement.com. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase, other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Governor Laura Kelly announced that a major credit ratings agency has upgraded the rating on approximately $1.25 billion of outstanding Kansas Department of Transportation highway revenue bonds from AA to AA-. Fitch Ratings, one of three nationally recognized statistical ratings organizations, cited the end of transfers from the state highway fund to the state's general fund for non-transportation expenditures among the reasons for the upgrade. From 2014 through 2018, under the Brownback administration, the state transferred more than $1.7 from KDOT to other parts of the state budget, a practice known as raiding the bank of KDOT. Since taking office, my administration has exercised fiscal responsibility, resulting in balanced budgets, fully funded schools for the fifth consecutive year, and closing the bank of KDOT once and for all, said Governor Laura Kelly. This rating upgrade indicates that the financial sector recognizes the work we have done to get our state back on track and make Kansas attractive to families and businesses, end of quote. This is the first upgrade for KDOT's bond rating since Moody's Investment Services downgraded the agency's highway bond ratings in 2014 and then downgrades in 2016 and 18. The improved rating of KDOT's highway bonds is a measure of the agency's credit quality and allows for borrowing at a lower interest rate. The agency's Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, or EIC, runs through fiscal year 2030 and is on track to fund a total of $10 billion in capital projects. KDOT has plans for additional highway revenue bond issuance beginning in fiscal year 2025, with the first new issuance likely to occur in late 2024 and size at approximately $250 million. In total, the agency has approximately $1.5 billion in outstanding highway revenue bonds. For that full story, visit kdcountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osmer Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. You can donate blood at the Beloit Community Blood Drive and donate blood in honor of Keller King. That'll be at the Beloit Elementary School Multipurpose Room, 1201 North Bell. That'll be today from 11:30 to 6 o'clock, sponsored by SNS Drug. To set up an appointment, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Downs Golf Clubs having a two-person scramble tournament. That'll be coming up this Sunday, July 23rd at 9 a.m., $60 to enter. Lunch, pin prizes, mulligans, and skins are included in entry fee. To register, call or text Corey, 545-6043 is the number to call on that. Also, Lincoln County Fair is underway today, and there'll be events throughout the rest of this week. And also, the Mitchell County Fair is also taking place here this week as well. There are check-ins for livestock and some judging taking place with 4-H projects today, and then a full day of activities beginning Thursday, tomorrow, July the 20th. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Deep left center field and off the wall. Well, he didn't hit for the cycle, but he has a four-hit game.
Dyron Blanco capping a huge night to put the Royals up 10-6. With that swing of the bat, they would go on to win 11-10 over the Tigers. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. Also look at local sports, summer baseball state tournaments. The Kansas City Chiefs have training camp upcoming as well. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. A Peewee State baseball tournament in Concordia on Tuesday. The quarterfinals, Hanover beating Clifton 3-0. The Beloit Grasshoppers winning over the Beloit Ironbirds 5-3. Osborne winning over Concordia Lions 10-0, and Concordia Knights beat Valley Heights 3-1. The semifinals will have the Hanover team against Beloit Grasshoppers and Osborne against Concordia Knights coming up on Thursday. Finals will be on Friday there in Concordia. You can find the full bracket at ncksports.com. You can also find brackets for the American Legion AA State Tournament in Concordia starting Thursday and the K-18 State Tournament starting Saturday in Lucas. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Royals held on in a high-scoring contest on Tuesday night, beating the Tigers 11-10. Tigers opened with two runs in the top of the first, but the Royals would answer with two in the third to tie the game. The big inning came in the fourth. Casey put up five runs to take a 7-2 lead. Detroit didn't go away, getting a three-run homer in the fifth to get within 7-5, adding another in the sixth to cut the lead to 7-6. Royals came back with two in the sixth, two in the eighth. They led 11-6. A five-run lead going into the ninth. Scott Barlow gave up four runs on three hits and three walks, but was able to escape the scare and hold on for the one-run win. Daniel Lynch gave up five runs in five innings, but with the run support that he got the win to move to 3-4. Dyron Blanco again had the big night. He was a star, going 4-for-4 with three RBI, a stolen base, and three runs scored. Royals manager Mac Quattrero on Blanco.
He definitely comes to play every day. Anytime you ask him to do something, he is ready. You know, especially the thing that sticks out to me is when I'll say, hey, he's going to pinch run, he comes bounding up those steps with a big smile on his face to go out there and pinch run or go in on defense. I mean, he is ready to help at any point. So to see him be rewarded with a nice offensive night is great.
Royals are 28-68 after the win, while the Tigers dropped to 42-52. Game three of the four-game series, 7-10 tonight in Kansas City. Finally, in sports, the Kansas City Chiefs are set to officially turn the page after winning Super Bowl 57 in February. Training camp will begin for the entire squad on Sunday in St. Joseph, Missouri. Quarterbacks and rookies reported Tuesday to start a three-day camp today. The Chiefs are looking to become just the ninth team in NFL history to win back-to-back Super Bowls. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes on the mindset heading into the 2023 season.
You look at, there hasn't been a team that go back-to-back since the Patriots in, I think, 03, 04. So everybody's motivated by that. I mean, it's you should be motivated every year in the league. It shouldn't matter what the last year was. I mean, you should be motivated to do it again. When you have that parade, when you go through the offseason that I've been through, you want to do it again. And you only get those opportunities by winning the Super Bowl. And so for us, we want to make sure that we can build up and try to win that Super Bowl again, because that moment, that feeling is something that you just want to grab every single time that you get the opportunity to do.
With training camp getting set to start, the Chiefs' first game action will be a preseason contest against the Saints in New Orleans on August 13th. A quick programming note to wrap this sports cast. We were joined this morning by Wyatt Thompson on the Sports Ticket. And if you missed that interview, we had an early preview of K-State football for 2023. Look at the K-State men's basketball team and more. You can go back and listen to that on our Sports Ticket podcast at kdcountry94.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.